Hey everyone, I got a special episode for you today. I'm going to share my collision at home speech with you. You're going to learn the three things that will help you succeed at marketing. Don't forget to join me on Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern for my free training. And you can text me anytime to join my community, 949-298-2905. Email me at david@dmeltzer.com. And of course, visit me to register for training at dmeltzer.com/training. This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook. The best marketing advice for 2020 is three things. Number one, find your frequency. Two, I'm going to teach you about how to capture, amplify, and perpetuate that content or frequency. And then finally, all about the stage theory. We've just accelerated the stage theory's decades. First, find your frequency is most important today. That's because we now are experiencing what it's like to share 4.2 billion people with our brands. And the brands are smaller, and they're able to capture what that frequency is. What is a frequency? One is the strength of your signal. Knowing how far you want your brand to reach is never more critical than today. You need to know how strong that signal is in order to effectuate the spectrum. The spectrum of a frequency is the pool in which you want to fish in. And as one of my great friends, Russell Brunson, always says, you got to have the right hook, the right story, and the right ask when you're fishing into that spectrum or that pool. And then finally, and most importantly, the clarity of your message. The clarity of the message is your frequency. It's what vibration is your frequency or your message at. Why is that so important? It's because everything vibrates. The earth vibrates the slowest, then plants, animals, humans, sound, then light. But the thing that vibrates the fastest is the truth. And so the most authentic your frequency is, with that strong signal to the right pool, the right pool to tell that story correctly and hook and ask them for what you want, is so critical in the clarity of that message, because you can only be aware of that which vibrates equal to or less than you. And so when you find your own frequency, whether it be a personal brand, a service, a solution, or a product, you need to know those three things. How strong is my signal? Where it's never been before. If all you have is nail polish, then you want to make sure that you are talking specifically to the nail polish community. And you need to know that community and what story is going to resonate at what vibration. And then finally, how clear of a message it is. How clear is the story? How clear is the hook? Now, looking at that frequency, that vibration, it becomes quite apparent. There's four things we need to do with it. Number one, you need to capture it. But we need to capture that frequency, and then we need to modify it. And there's all different ways to modify the capture, because there's so many different platforms that require and have so many different formats, so many different time frames, so many different audiences. And so as we create this quality content, and we put it up consistently in order to find our frequency with that strong signal, the spectrum, and the clear message, we need to make sure that we're capturing and modifying it according to where we are amplifying it. The third step is to amplify it, and that amplification has to be consistent. Not only consistent in time, but consistent in frequency. You can't change your clear message every single day. You have to keep on talking to your segment or section of the 4.2 billion people. And then, most importantly, you need to perpetuate. You have to have an entire strategy now to perpetuate your content in 2020. Because what's being seen today may not be seen for another 10 years. And you can still gain business. You could still gain and attract what you want even 10 years from now, because content is perpetual. And certain mediums and certain distribution units that are available to you will allow you to strategize not only for the perpetuation of that content, but the monetization for the perpetual content. As you see binge watching in a variety of different areas where people are going back and looking at things from 10, 20, 30, even 50 years ago, Looking at how we perpetuate content is a strategy that a lot of people are not utilizing. And then finally, I've been talking about the stage theory here at Collision for 3 years. Shakespeare was the first one to come up with the stage theory. What he talked about was the whole world is a stage. And that's never been more true than now. And to understand the stage theory, we have to understand that the whole world learns exponentially and it grows in an accelerated rate. What does that mean? That we have to understand the exponential growth and the ability that people have, or the inability that people have, in order to watch and to feel and to grow. What is am I talking about? Well, when you put up a piece of content, when you're building a brand, when you're finding your frequency, it may only resonate at that vibration or frequency with two people in a segment of time. That segment could be a year, it could be a month, could be a week, could be a day, could be a minute or hour, it could be a minute or it could be a moment. But whatever the segment is, that if those two people tell two more people and do that in each segment, the numbers get extraordinary. The problem is most people quit with their content, including our clients, 25% of the way there, because no one's managed their expectation or have been able to communicate effectively the incremental growth, the acceleration that occurs within the frequency or the marketing that we've created. But if you're able to communicate it effectively, you can show the segmentation and the acceleration and growth by taking it out 20 units and saying, look, in this period of time, if we get two people, that will tell two people. And then it becomes, you know, let's just take a year. And in 12 months, I get two people that will tell two people about your product, service, solution, or your brand. And then the next year in 11 months, it'll double, four tells four. And then the next year in 10 months, eight tell eight. Well, in 20 segments, you'll have 2 million people telling 2 million people every minute and increasing in speed. The problem is, 99% of the people will quit when you're 25% of the way there. Then of that 1%, another 99% will quit when they're 50% of the way, even though it took half as much time on average. And then finally, the 1% of the 1% are the ones who see the hockey stick, regardless of the personal brand, the experience, etc. So if you can remember how important your frequency, your vibration is, and know that you need to have and practice a strong signal, know your spectrum, know what pool you're fishing in, know your hook and know your ask, know the clarity of your message and practice that clear message, that quality content consistently, persistently, and then utilize the capture of that, modify it correctly for all the different platforms out there, amplify it to those platforms in a consistent way and perpetuate it with a strategy to monetize it. And then finally, remember Shakespeare and the stage theory. The whole world is our stage and things grow incrementally with exponential acceleration. And even though you may not see the growth, it is occurring. Don't be one of the 99% that quit at 25%. Don't be one of the 99% that quit at 50%. Know your frequency. Find it in 2020. Hey, podcast listeners. Thank you for listening, as always, to today's episode. I know you've been enjoying the Road to Revenue episodes. They are downloading at record paces, and I am so grateful for you joining me, not only on the podcast, but live every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you email me at david@dmeltzer.com or text me at 949-298-2905. Thank you so much.